American Language Course, Book 21, Tape 2D. Hello. Open your book to the activities for Tape 2D. Look at Figure 1. Listen and repeat. Number 1. Has been stretched. This shirt has been stretched out of shape. Number 2. Has been delayed. The flight has been delayed because of fog. Number 3. Hasn't been planted. The corn hasn't been planted yet. Number 4. Have been sealed. The jars have been tightly sealed. Number 5. Has been drained. The pool has been drained for the winter. Number 6. Haven't been signed. These letters haven't been signed by the captain. Now look at Figure 2. Complete the answers or questions. Number 1. Have the recruits been trained in fire safety? Repeat. Yes, they have been well trained. Number 2. Has Sergeant Adams been warned about being late so often? Repeat. No, he hasn't been warned yet. Number 3. Have the grades been averaged? Repeat. Yes, they have finally been averaged. Number 4. Mark has been blamed for the accident. Repeat. Who has been blamed for the accident? Number 5. Has the library been torn down? Repeat. Yes, it has been torn down since May. Number 6. How much money has been added to the account? Repeat. $5,000 has been added to the account. Number 7. They have been transferred to California. Repeat. Where have your cousins been transferred to? Number 8. This book has been read by millions of... Repeat. Has this book been read by many people? Look at Figure 3. Listen to the conversation.
That was a terrible accident. Do you know what caused it?
Yes, the driver was going too fast. Consequently, he lost control of the school bus.
But what started the big fire?
an electric power line was knocked down, and as a result, the live wire started a fire.
I heard every available fire truck was called to the accident.
That's right. The fire spread to a nearby gun factory. Therefore, they needed all the help they could get.
Could anything besides reckless driving have caused the accident?
There isn't any other indication at this time. Thus, the driver will probably have to accept all responsibility.
Now listen and repeat the sentences.
That was a terrible accident. Do you know what caused it?
Yes, the driver was going too fast. Consequently, he lost control of the school bus.
But what started the big fire?
An electric power line was knocked down. And as a result, the live wire started a fire.
I heard every available fire truck was called to the accident.
That's right. The fire spread to a nearby gun factory. Therefore, they needed all the help they could get.
Could anything besides reckless driving have caused the accident?
There isn't any other indication at this time. Thus, the driver will probably have to accept all responsibility.
Now, let's have a conversation. I'll be Sam, and you be Greg. That was a terrible accident. Do you know what caused it? But what started the big fire? I heard every available fire truck was called to the accident. Could anything besides reckless driving have caused the accident?
Now go to figure four. Listen to this professor as he discusses an important topic.
The best way of using wood as an energy source is to burn it directly. We feel that the most attractive way this can be done is by using wood wastes to supply the power requirements, or part of the power requirements, for the wood-using industry. To burn it as a fuel, you need to dry it. Indeed, wood can contain from 100% to 200% of its own dry weight in water, and this water needs to be removed, as many a Boy Scout who's tried to burn green wood on his campfire has found out. You need to dry the wood, and this takes energy. After you've dried the wood, you still have a material whose energy content is considerably less than that of coal or petroleum, but it can be burned, and it should be burned when it accumulates as a residue at lumber mills and paper mills, where using it as a fuel would enable them to satisfy internally a major portion of their own energy needs.
Now answer the questions in Figure 4. Let's check your answers. Number one is C. What is the topic of the text? Repeat. The topic is burning wood for energy needs. Number two is A. Contain. Why must you dry wood before you burn it? Repeat. Because it contains water. Number three is D. Substance. What is wood? Repeat. Wood is a substance. Number four is B. Content. Repeat. The energy content of wood is less than that of coal or petroleum. Look at figure 5. Listen to an article 3 times. First, just listen.
The development of the automobile took many years. Many people all over the world designed automobiles. However, these automobiles were expensive, and they took a long time to build. It wasn't until Henry Ford designed a method to build them cheaply and quickly that the automobile became the popular means of transportation that it is today. The method Henry Ford used to build automobiles is called an assembly line. The assembly line is a belt or chain that moves or carries an incomplete item from one worker to another. Each worker puts on only one part or does one particular thing to the item. This saves time and money. After the belt passes all the workers, the item is completed. This method of production started with automobiles, but it is now used in many other fields. Engineers have developed machines to do the jobs once done by workers. In fact, many of today's factory machines are in the form of an assembly line. For example, in a soda water factory, a machine mixes the ingredients and puts the exact quantity of soda into each bottle or can. It closes and packs the bottles into boxes. All the worker has to do is to check if the machine is working correctly. The assembly line method of production, whether with men or machines, has changed the way we live.
Look at figure 5 again. Circle the correct answer. The answer is C, assembly lines. Now look at figure 6. Listen to the article again. Use the book and take notes.
The development of the automobile took many years. Many people all over the world designed automobiles. However, these automobiles were expensive, and they took a long time to build. It wasn't until Henry Ford designed a method to build them cheaply and quickly that the automobile became the popular means of transportation that it is today. The method Henry Ford used to build automobiles is called an assembly line. The assembly line is a belt or chain that moves or carries an incomplete item from one worker to another. Each worker puts on only one part or does one particular thing to the item. This saves time and money. After the belt passes all the workers, the item is completed. This method of production started with automobiles, but it is now used in many other fields. Engineers have developed machines to do the jobs once done by workers. In fact, many of today's factory machines are in the form of an assembly line. For example, in a soda water factory, a machine mixes the ingredients and puts the exact quantity of soda into each bottle or can. It closes and packs the bottles into boxes. All the worker has to do is to check if the machine is working correctly. The assembly line method of production, whether with men or machines, has changed the way we live.
Now listen again and correct or add to your notes.
The development of the automobile took many years. Many people all over the world designed automobiles. However, these automobiles were expensive, and they took a long time to build. It wasn't until Henry Ford designed a method to build them cheaply and quickly that the automobile became the popular means of transportation that it is today. The method Henry Ford used to build automobiles is called an assembly line. The assembly line is a belt or chain that moves or carries an incomplete item from one worker to another. Each worker puts on only one part or does one particular thing to the item. This saves time and money. After the belt passes all the workers, the item is completed. This method of production started with automobiles, but it is now used in many other fields. Engineers have developed machines to do the jobs once done by workers. In fact, many of today's factory machines are in the form of an assembly line. For example, in a soda water factory, a machine mixes the ingredients and puts the exact quantity of soda into each bottle or can. It closes and packs the bottles into boxes. All the worker has to do is to check if the machine is working correctly. The assembly line method of production, whether with men or machines, has changed the way we live.
Look at Figure 7. Use your notes and write an article similar to the one you heard. When you have finished, compare your article with the one on the answer page for this tape. If you have any questions, ask your instructor. This is the end of tape 2D, Book 21.